Now, back to Mike Adams.
Before COVID-19, we were watching the spread of African swine fever from China to several other countries, Vietnam being one of them. And because of COVID-19, what it did to the swine industry in Vietnam, they are now taking some actions to that could open the door for some more U.S. pork to go into Vietnam. Let's talk about that with Aaron Bohr, economist with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Aaron, thanks for joining us. Kind of give us an update on what's happening in Vietnam that could lead to this greater opportunity for U.S. pork producers.
Right. Thanks, Mike. Yes, lots of things happening. And as you said, you have the supply side. So Vietnam suffering from African swine fever and often cited decreases in pork output of somewhere around at least 20%. And then you add on top of that now the fact that Vietnam has seemingly tackled this COVID-19 coronavirus and opened back up before much of the world. So some opportunities on the economic side. And then the Vietnam government realizing that their pig prices were still setting new records as recently as, you know, now in May. And so making moves to reduce the tariffs on imports to try to incentivize more meat coming into that country to try to stabilize things and make more pork available to the population there.
So while this could help us sell more pork into the Vietnamese market, it probably opens the door for others like the European Union to do so as well.
Yep, exactly. And there are lots of suppliers into Vietnam, as you could imagine. And so the tariff reduction brings that tariff on frozen pork from 15% down to 10%. And that does apply to everyone. Your CPTPP members like Canada are paying a lower rate of close to 9%, but that brings everyone, you know, on a similar level playing field. And Vietnam is interesting because we've seen new entrants, if you will. Russian pork is now widely available. Our staff on the ground in Vietnam tell us that you see it in the markets as well as on e-commerce. And Russia typically, you know, we've always thought of them as an import market, but they've been more aggressive in trying to export now that they've built up their industry, and mind you, through African swine fever as well. So they typically export to Hong Kong and also their neighbors, Ukraine and Belarus, but now Vietnam becoming a top destination for that Russian pork. And of course, you see Brazilian product. As you mentioned, Europe has typically been the biggest supplier of pork into Vietnam. And then Canada, we've really seen them come on just this year as they've benefited from that CPTPP. So Canada's, for example, frozen pork into Vietnam in the first quarter was about 7,300 metric tons, up from essentially nothing last year. And for Europe, they're about 6,500 metric tons. They're actually shipping less this year. They've really shifted heavily direct to China. And then for the U.S., we've had very strong growth, about 3,100 metric tons. But that's up 263%. So you see a lot of muscle cuts specifically going into Vietnam, really like we haven't before. We've always thought of the market as more of a variety meats market, but a big shift in cuts going from, as you see, a range of suppliers. Brazil, nearly 5,000 tons, that's through April, also up 43%.
We're talking with Aaron Bohr with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. So that's interesting, Aaron. So we are selling more pork into Vietnam, but others are as well. A lot of competition there. It really stood out to me about Russia. I had not thought of them as a big pork exporter. Is this something we're going to see more of?
It's definitely a goal for the Russian industry. As you can imagine, they see and realize that they need exports to be profitable, just as we do. So to get the most value out of every animal, they realize they need to export. And they, of course, see their neighbors there, in a sense. In China, there's been talk for years of more trade between Russia and China. And that's yet to really materialize, partially because of African swine fever. But yes, the Vietnam and Hong Kong are really their big markets outside of, you know, their neighborhood, their customs union. And so certainly I think Russia is a place to watch. You know, we talk about it on the grain side, of course, that Black Sea region. So they have the feed production, which makes them interesting as far as being more of a red meat competitor into the future.
Something to watch for sure. All right, now what are we doing in Vietnam to promote our pork and to increase sales there?
So we are active on the ground. We have staff in Vietnam. And so working, I mean, really all the way from the trade, of course, intensively, but also doing retail promotions. Vietnam, it is interesting because they never really fully locked down with coronavirus, but they were fairly well locked down for about 3 weeks in April and then started coming out again ahead of most everybody. And that was in late April. Schools resumed mostly in May. And so as far as us being able to do like food service promotions, I think there's a good potential for us to be more aggressive in Vietnam because they've been relatively less affected and again coming out of lockdown earlier. The kind of caveat there is that tourism, of course, is really important, and they're still sorting out of how, you know, how that can get going again and still protecting their status of nearly not, I won't say stamping out, but really containing the virus. So yeah, USMEF is there promoting in retail, but also working in the trade and again, with our boots on the ground, doing what we can to link up suppliers. And of course, in these emerging markets, that is important, is linking up suppliers into that market as we start to get more players really on both sides.
Let's look short-term, long-term. Short-term, as you said, there's this opportunity now, but long-term, as they rebuild their pork industry, what will the long-term prospects be for us selling into Vietnam?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I don't know, challenging to think about how a country like Vietnam rebuilds. I mean, China has more of a modern infrastructure, even though they have a long ways to go. They're arguably still ahead on that, you know, more modern pig production, where Vietnam is, was even more heavily backyard producers. And what we've always seen as a challenge, even for seeing, you know, more massive exports to Vietnam, is the relatively less developed cold chain. So there is pretty good port infrastructure, but then where to go with the product, because it's been, you know, they've been heavily self-sufficient and really a fresh market. So it is fascinating, but I guess I would say that the changes that are happening now to be able to accommodate larger imports of frozen pork should be lasting. So as we shift these markets to more of a frozen and even thawed type of consumption and away from fresh, we do expect that to stick. I mean, you're going to see some fluctuation, obviously, as production does come back, but some of this will be lasting, and we'll also, they will figure out how to utilize imported pork in processing, in retailing, and they'll like it, and that will stick. And we've seen that through supply fluctuations in the past. And so it's pretty exciting. And we haven't really talked about beef, but we're shipping more beef into the market as well. And so that's been underway even before African swine fever, and is kind of testament to what has been a booming food service. You know, Vietnam is known for great food, and also at retail. So U.S. beef and Australian beef are the biggest at retail that you do find in the modern retailers in Vietnam. And of course, with Australia's supplies tightening up, and they've been shipping still more beef and live cattle to Vietnam so far this year. But if that comes off as they rebuild their herd, you could see more opportunities there as well. So lots of dynamic short run, yes, but again, longer term, I mean, with a population of nearly 100 million and strong economic growth, you know, a lot of economists talk about Southeast Asia and Vietnam specifically being growth centers for the future. It's pretty exciting with a big, young population and growing money and or increasing incomes and a penchant for good food. There's certainly a lasting market there, and putting down these roots now will pay dividends.
Yeah, a lot of possibilities with that country, Vietnam, and that region of the world for sure. We're working in there, as you said, a lot of other countries are as well. Aaron, thank you for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Take care. Aaron Bohr, economist with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.